One of the big events happening this weekend is the Do-Rag Festival. Last year was the first, and it became a huge viral hit on social media. So what exactly is it? WFAE's Serafina Wright has more.
Jimmy Thompson, known as Dammit Wesley, hears a lot of negative things about Charlotte, like how the city has no culture, just condos. Last year, he set out to prove the critics wrong with the inaugural Do-Rag Festival.
This festival is a truth-telling experience to the culture of the city. I'm not bringing anything new to Charlotte. This has always been here.
By that, he means Charlotte has a rich black history. He says Charlotte's black culture has more of an impact on the city than people think, with civil rights, its workforce, and neighborhoods.
Brooklyn, the area of Brooklyn is now being gentrified into a new condo area, right? But that was a black city within Charlotte a long time ago, right? So this black culture has always existed.
The Do-Rag Festival is Saturday at Camp North End. There will be fashion shows, live performances, and even barber activations. Barbers will use their clippers like paintbrushes, showing off their artistry with cool designs and unique haircuts. And of course, there will be do-rags everywhere worn by men, women, and children. And some are quite elaborate. There are do-rag capes, one-piece do-rag outfits, even baby do-rag onesies. A picture of a baby in a do-rag outfit became one of the most popular pictures from last year's event. So, why do-rags?
Do-rags are a symbol for the black experience and stuff, right? They're an allegory, essentially. Every culture has a crown. Their hair is very important to their history. For us as black people, that has always been something that has been attempted to be stripped away from us and stuff, right? So in Louisiana, they had the Tignon laws in which black women would have to cover their hair and stuff, right? So a way around that was they would use these very elaborate wraps, jewelry and stuff, right? Very beautiful. Okay, awesome. Let's fast forward. For example, let's get to like 1920s. People are like conking their hair, right? They're getting these straight looks, the dos. Well, the only way to protect your hair, your do, is to keep it wrapped before you go out and you perform somewhere, right? I believe it was around like the late 60s, early 70s, there was this invention called the do-rag, which of course was used to, the purpose is to preserve your do, to protect your hair. And there's just such a negative stigma around do-rags and stuff, in which the idea is that, you know, you're a thug, you're lesser than, you're ghetto if you're seen with it in public. But in actuality, you're wearing a do-rag because you're taking care of yourself. You have pride about yourself. You have intentions of going somewhere and looking like somebody.
Why do you think the Do-Rag Festival captured so many eyes the way it did? I mean, as black people, you know, we know what the do-rag is. It never appeared as any magical piece of cloth in our closet or in our bathroom. But now it's, you know, it's trendy, it's cool, it's whatever. But why do you think it captured so much attention the way it did?
The timing for Do-Rag Festival was definitely right. It came about a couple of months after Black Panther, so a lot of us were just kind of like on our pro-black wave at that moment. Do-Rag Fest is an event where the people in attendance are just as important as the exhibition of the artwork that is, you know, that exists within the show itself. So being able to walk into like a gallery or a museum and you get to see like naked white women in shells surrounded by angels and, you know, there are ornate gold foil frames around them, and you know, they're, you know, just, you have these very like wonderful rare materials that are used in spaces with white walls that elevate European people and culture and stuff, right? Do-Rag Festival is that same thing for us. So it was a black space in which black people were being elevated as art and stuff, right? Every person in the photograph that you saw, even that do-rag baby, that's art.
Wesley, a visual artist, has his own art studio, Black Market Charlotte, at Camp North End. He got a taste of organizing events as a student 10 years ago at Winthrop University. He put on mock concerts where fellow students impersonated famous musicians.
The passion for using art as a way to manipulate behaviors in certain environments that are congruent with that of parties and festivals, that's sort of the long story of who Dammit Wesley is and where he came from.
Just the essence of the Do-Rag Festival existing, is this a uniquely Black American thing?
Yes, this is a uniquely African American experience, uniquely. Just more or less like wave culture and do-rag culture is something that we invented It is something that is like uniquely us, and that's something that we should really take pride in.
One example of that pride is a wave check competition. Whose ever low tapered hair imitates ocean-like ripples or waves the best wins. Wesley says for African Americans, waves are a crown just for them. For WFAE News, I'm Serafina Wright.